At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in-person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hi there. I'm David. Let me tell you about a few things. We've got my new book, The Sound Loving Relationships book, that's now available at soundlovingrelationships.com. We also have an event that I'm doing for the Foundation for Mind Being Research online this Monday at 6 o'clock Pacific time. You can go to soundhealingcenter.com/events. I left out the S there, events, and you'll find that. And then we've got our open house coming up August 24th. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Everybody gets vibrated into bliss with the sound tables and other vibrating things. We also have our next semester starting on September 2nd in person in Sausalito. It's all about how to be a sound practitioner and do it as a career. We also have the online classes starting August 12th, and that starts every couple of weeks if you can't make that one. We have the recording program starting September 23rd, and then we've got the Mount Shasta retreat this coming weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, but it's already sold out. Well, though, you could come, you could get on the waiting list because people do drop out, and we've also got the concert on Saturday night that is still available. That won't sell out. We also have our voice analysis software that we're doing the training for on August 17th. You can buy it by August 13th and join the class. The training is for learning the software that you buy. And then we have the brainwave assessment kit as well. You can find everything again at soundhealingcenter.com. So today's show is on creativity and intuition. It's really a very interesting area because once you are able to access these areas, then it's a whole new world because now you're guided. Now you are able to come up with ideas for helping the planet. You're able to come up with solutions for problems you have. It's really major. And sound is the best for actually helping to open up you to be more creative and to open up your intuition. So our intention for today's show is that everybody will be wildly creative and their intuition will be completely connected to source with it and their higher self and their soul, where they get it all information that is needed for the most prosperous and happy and helpful life to be able to help people. Right? So let's talk about creativity first. When it comes to creativity, there's really a couple of different ways to go. The first is to really come up with all or get the overall perspective of all possibilities for whatever you're doing. The second that we'll talk about is get in the zone and then ideas just pop in your head. Right? The first one, you actually don't even need ideas to pop in your head. Because once you have the full perspective of all possibilities, it's just which ones are you going to use? Which combinations of possibilities are you going to use? And this is one thing that we're doing big time for the kids. We've created exercises that give them multiple possibilities. Let me show you some of the examples. One thing we do with the kids is body percussion. So, let me find it here. Here we go. So, with the body percussion, what we do is we go through all the different vowels and consonances, or give them the list of all vowels and consonances that they could use to actually do the body percussion. So, say we're doing this. I'll just give you an example first. We go, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh, ah, oh, right? Well, you could use any different vowels. Ooh, oh, e, ah, ooh, e, ah, e, ah, e, ooh, oh, right? So there's many combinations you could do. So you can get very creative with that, right? Because there's so many different possibilities and it's just fun to play with. But then there's also different body parts. And when you map out all the different body parts, everything from a slap on the chest or a tap on the chest, a finger snap, a clap, a cupped clap, upper leg, lower leg, right leg, left leg, stomp, left foot, right foot. I mean, there's all these different possibilities. Then now it's getting to where you've got a lot of different choices. So what we do is say we're working on, let's say we're working on 8 different spots on the body. Okay, so we'll do, actually let's just do 5 to start with. Okay, so we do ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, oh. All right, I didn't get that right. Ooh, oh, ah, oh, ooh, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, oh, ooh. And then we can do subdivisions. So we could do one, two, one, two, three. So, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah. Right? So there's all these different possibilities with subdivisions, but there's all the different possibilities of subdivisions. So you could do, when you've got five, you could do ooh. You could do ooh, ooh, oh, ah, e. See? So that's ooh, ooh, one, one, two, three, four. Or you could do ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah, which is one, two, one, two, three. Or you could do three divisions, one, 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 two, three. Ooh, 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 oh. There's all these different subdivision possibilities of breaking up five into different subdivisions. But then what we do is we can show a circle of five, and then we can not only do subdivisions, we can do dropouts. So we got ooh, oh, ah. Let's see if I can do it. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, dropping out the third one, right? But then what you can do is different musical intervals. So you could do ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah, ooh, oh, going to the musical fifth, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ah. So you can then play with different musical intervals. So now you've got all the vowels, all the consonants, all the different subdivisions, you got all the different dropouts, and you've got all the musical intervals. So basically, you can create just about any music with this circle. And that's really cool because there's so many possibilities. Nobody will ever be bored. And you can get very fast, so that's very difficult to do. So ooh, oh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, oh, ah, ooh, ah, ah, right. And so it's always a challenge. So this leads you into many different possibilities to actually create different types of music with all the different variations. Another way of actually doing creativity is with geometry. So if you study all the different geometries, so you've got the five-sided, you've got the six-sided, and then the seven, and then all the eight-sided geometries. So you've got all the different types of geometries, all the way, we go all the way up to 12 here. I mean, you can keep going even. And then you can actually do combinations of those geometries and get different beautiful images, right? So really beautiful images, in fact. Let's see. Right? So that's really cool. But here's what's amazing is when you really get into it, let me go to, here we go. These geometries, you can actually then paint in different ways and get different colors combinations. So you could do this decagonal star Islamic pattern and paint it in different ways. Let's see. And basically with these different geometries, which we can actually draw with a protractor, then now you can actually get really detailed geometries like the flower of life. Oh, where did it go? Oh, see. Okay. So we got these basic underlying patterns. Let's see, where's our flower of life? Okay. So here's, you can also look at these patterns in plants, which have very specific mathematical structures. There's a certain number of circles or parts in each circle here, which is either 3, 5, 8, or it's always the Fibonacci. But then you can start doing different geometries based on, so this is a stained glass window. Right? So now we can actually then get, with the flower of life, which has all geometries in it, which includes everything you can imagine. We get these, here's the different patterns that we can create with those. But then it gets really complex when you really start nesting these geometries in different ways to create really cool geometries. Let me give you an example here. Let's see. I lost it. Let's see. Quentin. There we go. So check this out. So here are just simple ways of nesting different geometries. It's got music along with it too. By the way, this is from Jonathan Quinton. So basically with fractals, you can also mathematically get really creative. It just popped in my head, you know. You can also even use ChatGPT to actually come up with creative ideas for different things and to tweak, as long as you don't cheat. Right? I mean, look at the complexity of the way these different geometries nest to each other. It's unbelievable how complex it is, but it's really mathematically quite simple. So now we've opened up a whole realm of creativity. Let's see. So what this means is also, if you're looking to do something creative, it's really helpful to actually get the wider view of everything that goes into it. It's just like a view from above, right? So here's a view of the beach from a mountain. It's really, you get to see all, everything at once. And it opens up all the possibilities. But there's a second thing that's going on here, and we went over this a couple of weeks ago. When you tune into multiple things at once, you go into a zone where you're not just using your prefrontal cortex, but the whole brain starts opening up. And that is the whole next level of creativity, is to really get in the zone. But before we go there, let me explain a couple of other things about creativity based on brain waves. So the brain, let me say it this way. The brain, when it's in theta, which is between 3.5 and 7 cycles per second, which you can actually measure with EEG, so it's like a whoa, 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 whoa. But everybody's a little bit different in that theta brainwave state. A theta brainwave state is the dream state. So when you're awake, it's the daydream state, which is the very best for creativity, to actually get downloads. It's really interesting. It's like, when you go into your rhythm of theta, because again, everybody's rhythm is a little bit different, and we do the brainwave assessment to find your rhythm, and we give you a CD download in actual theta tuned to your brain. When you're in theta, that's where we get the downloads. It's like there's some higher beings up there going, okay, when you get tuned to the right radio station of you, we're going to give you some creative ideas. So if you're doing artwork or music, This is the state to be in. And theta is a pretty spaced out state. Again, it's like the dream state. It's kind of like, you know, you're kind of out of it, which is really cool because that's also where love happens as well, which can actually even bring in other ideas. So that's just creative downloads. But then there's the alpha state. And that's a much faster state between 7 and around 14 cycles per second. Whoa, 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 whoa. Again, everybody's got a different alpha state. And that's about presence and being alert and awake. But what's really interesting is that state is where you get ideas for problem solving. Have you ever... you know, kind of tried to figure something out and you just get frustrated, you can't do it. You go do something else, which means you relax. And then it pops in your head the answer, way more detailed than you could have ever figured out. That's like a creative problem-solving download. It's a little different than just new ideas. It's like, how are we going to figure this out? It's really bizarre. Where does this information come from? It's like the only thing that even makes sense, somewhat, is that there's higher beings up there going, okay, now you're in the zone of alpha. We're going to give you the answer in a way more detailed way than you could have figured it out. So that's very cool. To get at peace in your own vibration in a rhythm of theta for creative downloads or alpha for actual problem solving. So basically, there are two types of creativity. There's creative, besides just figuring out all the different possibilities. Creativity happens from when you're at peace, especially. And sound is the best for being at peace, right? I mean, we've got that down. I mean, even, you know, any crystal bowl, any drone, any Tibetan bowl, any didgeridoo or tuning forks or just sound healing music, even a gong will get you in the zone of stable, consistent vibration. And then the slow fade fades out and you're just blissed out. And all of a sudden, the angels up there go, they're ready. Here come some ideas, creative ideas. Right? So peace is really the main thing to develop. The more you could be at peace through the day, the more you're going to be at peace overall and your whole system gets used to it. And then you get way more downloads. So peace is the first thing. But it's interesting. There's a second type of of information, which is the alpha, where it's not really about peace. It's still stability because it's like there are situations where you can be in a really stressful situation, even an accident, and you get this download of what to do to save your life. So there can be very stressful situations. In fact, they say, I actually had a class in college where they say a lot of creativity comes out of problems. It's when you have a problem and there's a need to actually get to a resolution that creativity happens. But here's what's really interesting. The timing isn't always right. Sometimes it takes a long time to get an answer. So what I've learned, because I'm kind of like off the deep end creatively, as you might know if you've listened to my podcast, I'm kind of off the deep end creative. I've got like 150 CDs. I got 4 books. I've got, you know, 15 different vibroacoustic products. We've got 3 different certificate programs. We've got all these different programs we're working on. Oh my God. It's like it never stops. But the deal is when you get in the zone, things really, really start happening. So it's really about being able to really access these areas. So here's the deal. Now, Let me say one thing, actually, and then I'll come back to what I was saying. So in my music, what I do is I will actually do a thing where I create each note or each subsequent section of the song based on the previous section. So there's a complete flow from beginning to end. So I'm always sure that the next chord or the next little, you know, four measures are going to be exactly related to the previous four measures with a little change. And that's the basis of the Fibonacci curve, where you're actually, the Fibonacci is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 3 plus 5 equals 8, 5 plus 8 equals 13, 8 plus 13 equals 21. The past plus the present equals the future. And that's a really cool, creative way to build things. And it's exactly the way God does it. It's the way God builds every person, everything in nature, in the whole universe. It's built based on the Fibonacci and the golden mean, which is the past plus the present equals the future. So that's that creates perfect flow. Let me play a song that actually does this. I mean, all my music does it. But also notice not only the flow, but often music can get you in the zone so that you are in the that space where you get ideas. As you know, just the right music. I often will listen to music before I create music. So see how this works for any creative ideas, and notice the complete Fibonacci flow through this song. This is Water of Life. Let me share my sound. Okay, check this out. Enjoy. Just thinking now. Notice how creative my words are differently now that we've just listened to that song. You know, it's really about getting out of your head and out of the clutter, which includes social media and news. So you need to take a break from all that. And, you know, journaling can help get you out of your head as well. Also, practice just doing creative things for fun. I mean, get silly. Just get silly and do drawing and just practice. Really practice. And also, work on something that really you're interested in. Right? Do creative work around something you're interested in. And you can also, you know, dream journal. Often we get creative ideas from our dreams. And also, here's a really good one, is blend the unlikely. So put two things together that don't necessarily go together, like painting and music, or mediums and other subjects, you know, so that can get you into the creative mode. Right. You know, often though, creativity just pops in your head, and that's really intuition. When you get so at peace and so tuned in that ideas are just popping in your head all the time. It's now happening to me every morning. For about an hour before I get out of bed, I'm in theta, and I stay in theta state, just spaced out and not really trying to figure anything out, because if I do that, my kitty actually loves theta, so she hangs around. As soon as I go into alpha and start thinking in beta, she's gone. So I just kind of stay in a spaced out state, and ideas pop in my head all the time. Again, it's really about peace more than anything. Getting to peace and being in the zone, which includes, you know, just love and gratitude and just flow states. Now, you can also, for intuition, you can use muscle testing. And there's a lot of different ways you can do muscle testing. If you look online, there's techniques. You can take your two fingers and try and pull them apart, loop them like this. Or I like this one, try to open two fingers like that. You can also just stand on your tippy toes. You can get someone to push on your arm. You see, if you when you're at the tippy toes, you just try and stay balanced, or lean on your heels is another way to do it. But you can also do a pendulum. Pendulum can be very good. So you get really, you have to be very still to really let the energy come through. But you know where I went down the track of using chills. When I ask a question and I get a chill or not, like goosebumps, that's a definite answer. So that's like my main way now of using my intuition, other than just getting the downloads in the morning with my kitty. And it's interesting because there's a big process of learning to trust your intuition. Because I remember, still my intuition is not perfect, but I remember it used to be I would have an intuitive thought or something, and then I would check it out, and it was wrong. It was actually wrong a lot. So it's really being able to get to the point where you really trust it. And one is discernment. You can say, is this guidance calm, clear, and grounded, or emotional, urgent, or ego-driven? Okay, maybe you're just looking for an answer. So the real thing often brings a sense of knowing without needing to justify, where it's just like you know it's true. So you really feel in your body the truth of it. And over time, you can get very good at knowing when these messages are trustable, right? One thing I've learned that's really interesting is if you're building something or working on a creative project, normally, intuition doesn't give you every little detail. In fact, let me put it this way. Say you're building a house based on sacred geometry or something very complex project. Well, generally, Spirit's not going to tell you exactly the basics of how to build that house. What I've learned, and I learned this from my sacred geometry instructor, Richard Feather Anderson, is when you use your mind to get all the ducks in a row as much as possible based on your mind. So if you're building a sacred geometry house, you go, okay, this is how many rooms I want. This is the shape of the rooms. This is what I'm thinking. And it's going to have, you know, kitchen here or a meditation room here. You kind of get the overall structure done, right? Which is good if you study that and learn that area so that you've got some mental capacity to actually work it up a good amount already. And then you open up, go in the zone, get on a sound table, play a crystal bowl, right? Do whatever you need to do to get in the zone. And that's when Spirit will often tweak it. I remember what I was going to say earlier. I lost track. It came back. Often, with creativity and intuition, the timing is not exactly where you want it. So the trick is to actually write down your question. I remember many times where I've actually had a question as to how the universe works, and I remember this one thing I was trying to figure out, the difference between letting God and just trusting versus using my willpower to actually manifest things. And where's that balance, right? And it took me like 3 or 4 years. I had that mind, that question in my mind, and I just held it. And finally, after about 4 years, I actually found someone that had the answer. And it came to me that it was perfectly clear, right? So it's often being able to hold a question about a creative project or intuition for a long time. And maybe it's like, you know, 4 years down the line, it's just going to pop in your head exactly what the answer is. As long as you've got, make a little journal or something to be able to, you know, keep track of it. If you can keep it focused in your head, that's really cool. Right. So, again, intuition, you know, is mostly about peace. I mean, really about peace. Because basically, you can think of it this way. Some people say we're connecting to our higher self, which is the self that's connected to source that is all-knowing. Some people say we're connecting to the frequency of our soul. Some people say they're connecting to higher beings that are giving them answers, whether it's, you know, archangels, ascended masters, positive aliens. I think I get a lot of downloads from Hathors. So it's really about being in the zone and at peace to really open up that connection. Drugs could do it. A lot of people get really creative and open up those with drugs. You know, it could be an accident that actually does it. But the safest and the the one with no side effects is to really go to a place of peace all the time and get in the zone. But here's one other thing that's really helpful, and that is repetition. When you actually either do repetition like a chant, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, or a mantra, or you do just listen to trance music that is repeating the same line over and over and over. What happens is the left brain goes, oh, you just did that 7 times and there's no change. I bet you're going to keep doing that. I'm going to sleep. and the right brain takes over. And the right brain is all about creativity and intuition. So repetition is really excellent. Music or chants and mantras that are repeating over and over gets you out of your left brain. That's really helpful. It's really starting to enter that realm too. You can keep a journal of gut feelings and dreams and synchronicities and spontaneous insights, and note when a hunch was right. And that will build trust in your inner compass. Meditation, nature. Nature's the best, right? Oh my God. Nature often is inspiring because there's so many details and such a wide view often in nature. Just one tree. You can just meditate on a tree and see the whole universe structure, right? Or meditate on the tree and then get information from the tree. There's also, the other part is really just clearing out stuck emotions. If you're still running patterns like we all are, you know, work on them. Especially, we've gone over many techniques to release stuck emotions and get rid of them and get back to you. Because if you're running, I can't believe what they did, can't believe what they did, can't believe what they did, there is no creative idea coming in. Although that's kind of a repetition, and the left brain's going, okay, you're doing it again, right? So maybe you'll get in the zone. But, you know, you really got to really resolve things. And there's so many techniques in my book and that we've gone over here in the podcast. But the other is to ask. As Doreen Virtue says, the angels up there are bored to death because they can't do anything until you ask. They're going, come on, ask. And then you go, oh, can you help? Got any ideas? And they're like, okay, here you go. So as they say, just ask and receive. Set your intention to get downloads before you go to sleep. Ask a question from the heart, not from desperation, but from the heart. Please show me the way, Lord. Also, be open to getting answers that come from a different perspective, like images or dreams, body sensations, random signs. I mean, just certain things you hear in a song or on you know, watching videos, you know. That often you can get answers that way. But also to set your intention to connect to your higher self and soul and to source. To really practice bringing in the energy of source, which is all-knowing and pure love and light. You can do soul writing. You can do visualization. Visualize this light, beam of creative light coming in the top of your head or into your heart. Just contemplate inner light and presence. Focus on all of your chakras at the same time. Multiple things at once get you out of your head. And again, look for discernment. There can be, I can't think of a time when I've gotten bad darkies coming in giving me information. Although I know people where that's happened, right? So it's really about tuning in to love and light first. Bringing love into your heart, even making the sound of it. And really filling yourself up with love and light. The darkies can't handle love and light. They don't even see it. It's like in a realm where they don't even exist. So that's really the whole deal, right? Because if you're just opening up, you know, it's like they say protection if you actually set boundaries or a cocoon around you, you're actually stopping the creative information and love and light from even getting in from higher beings. The trick is to create a cocoon of love and light. So it's not like there's a boundary. It's like you are the love and light. So that's where the creativity and the intuition comes in. And then it's just amazing, right? Also, probably the final thing that I've learned is when you are focused on helping others in service, often that's when the higher beings and the higher self and the soul go, "Oh boy, here comes a million ideas." At least that's what's happened with me, right? Figure out how you can help or come up with an idea, even if you don't know what to do. Go, "Oh, maybe I could actually do this and help a million people." And then spirit all of a sudden goes, "Not only am I going to give you ideas, I'm going to bring you people that actually can help you do that." And that's incredible. So the more you're focused on service, the better. And then service becomes your whole economic system. It's hard at first because, you gotta, basically, you really, the way I did it is I had a school and I actually sell you all the products we sell. So I had that engine going to really keep things going while I started focusing on how I could help people. Because if you just do service and you don't have anything going, you're going to be homeless, right? So you got to have something going or have some type of job that doesn't take all of your energy. That's the key. A job that doesn't take all of your energy. And there's so many jobs that, you're just wiped out. You go to bed, you wake up, go back to work. The trick is to get a job, whether even if it's a stupid job, get a job that doesn't take all your energy, or create a job that doesn't take all your energy, so you have room to start working the service. And then over time, the service starts taking over as your economic system for making it, right? And then it can expand exponentially. Oh my God, we're getting so much funding to be able to do projects for helping millions of people that we've talked about. So, intuition and creativity, they're very intertwined. Often, intuition brings creative ideas, and when you're being creative, often your intuition kicks in. And when you get a little feeling that maybe you should do this, really listen and write it down. Oh, more, one other thing, most really important. This is so important. Have a way to get your ideas down because they will disappear normally for me in 5 minutes. So either I've got a piece of paper in my shirt all the time with a pen, or know on your phone where you can go and either type things in or do a voice text, right? And get the ideas down. So always have a technique, a way to record those ideas because they will come and go and you may never think of them again. That's really important. So again, our intention is that everybody's creative resources and intuition is wide open on the whole planet, and everybody is 100% guided. Hold that energy for the rest of the night, weekends, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thanks so much for listening, and may it happen.